St. John was a saint because his life was a heroic witness to live up to his name, St. John of the Cross. St. John came to realize that the folly of the cross is the only way that we ultimately come to a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. And his life was centered around that verse from Mark 8:34, where Jesus says, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." St. John of the Cross was a mystic poet, a theologian priest, and a reformer. Ordained in the year 1567 at the age of 25, his was a life captured so clearly in the opening part of our collect for today, where we prayed these words: "O God, who gave the priest St. John an outstanding dedication to perfect self-denial and love of the cross," and it's that that is at the heart of his life, perfect self-denial and love of the cross. A contemporary of St. Teresa of Avila, he actually was her spiritual director, and together they sought to reform the Carmelite order of their time. But as he sought to bring about reform, St. John experienced increasing persecution to the point that his fellow Carmelites imprisoned him in deplorable conditions for 9 months. And it was while he was in this prison cell where he experienced darkness, dampness, that he met God in a particular way. For it was in this imprisonment that he began to articulate this most remarkable poetry. In the darkness of that dungeon, he saw the light of Jesus Christ. And there, in prison, he encountered and experienced ecstasy. Indeed, the words that we heard read from that wonderful poetry of Isaiah were words that he experienced there. "When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys." In that desert, St. John of the Cross discovered the wellsprings of life. And in the last verse of that famous poem, The Dark Night of the Soul, listen to these beautiful words: "I abandoned and I forgot myself, laying my face on my beloved. All things ceased. I went out from myself, leaving my cares, forgotten among the lilies." What kind of a heart, what kind of a mind can speak about the lilies in the midst of such a dark place? One who has learned to abandon and forget himself. It is this theme that governs St. John's life. He went out from himself and gave himself fully to Jesus Christ. Our reading from Isaiah is a text that so beautifully describes the life of St. John of the Cross. He came to see that his life only had significance when related to Jesus Christ. And indeed, if you read Carmelite spirituality, there is this language of we are but a worm, we are but an insect. And it's not meant to make us feel like we're worthless, but help us to understand that our only worth is seen in relation to Jesus Christ. And so because St. John was able to celebrate that he was a little worm, he was a little insect, he could hear Jesus say to him, "For I, the Lord, am your God. I hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Throughout his life, St. John of the Cross knew the saving help of Jesus. Interestingly, like St. Thomas Aquinas, he died at the age of 49. And like St. Thomas Aquinas, he knew what it was to give himself fully to God. He discovered that wonderful paradox that is at the heart of the Christian faith. It's as we lose our life that we truly find it. In one of his canticles, he gives us this counsel. Would that men and women might come at last to see that it is quite impossible to reach the thicket of the riches and wisdom of God except by first entering the thicket of much suffering. In such a way that the soul finds there is consolation and desire. The soul that longs for divine wisdom chooses first and in truth to enter the thicket of the cross. To enter the thicket of the cross. This is the way to live. And for those of us living in the 21st century, St. John of the Cross has a crucial word for us today. We tend to be rich, soft, comfortable. We shrink from words like self-denial, mortification, purification, asceticism, and discipline. We have a tendency to run from the cross. But the message of St. John of the Cross, like the message of the gospel, is loud and clear. If you really want to live, enter through the thicket of the cross. And indeed, the church counsels us the same way, for in that collect that we prayed at the beginning, having spoken about St. John's life of self-denial, listen to what the collect says about you and me. Grant that by imitating St. John of the Cross closely at all times, we may come to contemplate eternally your glory. Beloved, we only come to know the glory of the cross if we're willing to embrace the suffering of the cross. St. John of the Cross, pray for us.